Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Part of the same conversation was one NFL executive was asked about the quarterbacks and Patrick Mahomes, and he said there's one area still that Mahomes' game has never truly improved in. So naturally you hear that, you're like, what? Okay. What are you talking about? He's been in the league for X amount of time. He's won a couple MVPs. He's won three rings. He's going for a three-peat. And the write-up actually was from our friend Joe Summers over at KC Kingdom. And I agree somewhat with what he had to say. But basically, initially, it came from an NFL executive that said Patrick Mahomes' scrambling ability, footwork in the pocket is something that has not improved since he's been in the league, which is interesting because you guys remember when he was drafted or was going through the draft process, not only did people say, oh, you know, he's the Brett Favre comparisons, right? Like gunslinger, but he's going to make these mistakes. But they said, oh, his footwork's not good enough. That all seems laughable now. Fast forward to 2024. The footwork thing, like, it's not as simple as just saying, well, it just doesn't matter. But in a way, it hasn't mattered. Maybe it matters when he's older and he's not as mobile, and when he's 34, it's going to become all of a sudden way more apparent, true, that the footwork in the pocket is a problem. But his ability to have all these different weird arm angles and everything mask that and is why he's been and will go down as maybe the best quarterback of all time.
I think that was kind of, so what they said in the article is that was a problem, but he's been so good, he's been able to mask it. Like, he was still voted as number one, but I think the footwork idea of him and the concept of what he's able to do from a mobility standpoint, from a off-platform throw adjustment standpoint, he's, I think, actually, and it's like the opposite of this. That I don't know if that's a flaw as much as it is. That's him separating himself from the rest of the field because, you know, Joe Burrow is able to avoid sacks and run around. Josh Allen's able to avoid sacks and run around. Lamar Jackson's able to avoid sacks and run around. But in terms of being able to make off-platform throws that are as accurate as Patrick Mahomes does, he doesn't have to be stood still in the pocket throwing a pass. You know, he's able to make plays with his legs. He's able to stand in the pocket and make jump throws. He's able to, I think the baseball background that he has really benefits him from this standpoint, as well as, you know, a lot of times you want to just, you know, step through your throw, where Patrick Mahomes can open up his hips and almost throw a ball sidearm and have just as much accuracy as him just making a normal throw. And that, while his footwork might not look the best, it separates himself from the rest because he's able to be as good as he normally is when having bad footwork. So it allows him to make adjustments in his arm angle and everything. Like, nobody else can do that. I think it actually separates himself from the other top quarterbacks in the league.
What I love, though, about the quote, and I'll read you the exact quote from this high-ranking NFL official. Quote, "What's funny is he can still improve. He's never truly improved his footwork since he's been in the league. It hasn't mattered because he's so good." So that, again, that's the exact quote. What I love about the quote is, you know, we've all heard and seen Patrick Mahomes enough that even that quote, which is really not being all that negative,
no,
he's going to use as a slight. I love that. You mean he'll never say it publicly, but we know he remembers things that are said, mm-hmm. whether it's your guy, Jamar Chase, making silly comments, whether it's someone in the media, whoever, he remembers it. Someone else points it out. Maybe it's his trainer tweets out something, and you know that means Mahomes sees it. Like, that quote, in a weird way, will be motivation for Mahomes. And I love that. That's what I actually love about the quote. It's a good thing in that regard. Otherwise, I'm not concerned about the footwork. The guy, how can you? How can you be? But he's coming also off. Isn't he coming off a career high in rushing yards, too?
I'm ready to see him run.
300. Last year, Mahomes had 389 career rushing yards.
I'm ready for the Instagram post that's a scramble for a touchdown and says, "Hey, man, the footwork is pretty good today."
Yeah.
And he's along those lines.
He's acknowledged the footwork and fundamentals and things like that. He's acknowledged that.
But again, he doesn't. Joe Burrow, Brock Purdy, he has to be fundamentally sound in order to be as good of a quarterback as he is. Josh Allen is not very fundamentally sound with some of the stuff he does, and he's still able to make some plays, but he makes a lot of mistakes. Patrick Mahomes is able to be non-fundamentally sound and still make as accurate of passes when he is fundamentally sound. That's where it might look a little funky. It might look a little weird. It might look awkward. But there's no other quarterback that can make the accurate throws the way that he's able to make the throws with the bad footwork, where whether he has it or not, he's able to still make the throws. So I think that it gives him an advantage over defenses.
Well, he's that special talent. Like, if you weren't the player, the athlete, generational player that he is, then the footwork would be an issue. It clearly isn't. I mean,
Peyton Manning could never.
It clearly is not a problem. I don't think the official that put that out anonymously is necessarily being a hater. I really don't. I just, it's one of those, like, it doesn't matter. Like, nobody's perfect, but if that's the flaw that led to him having a career high in rushing, that led to him winning another Super Bowl, that led to him winning a Super Bowl while he had the most drops from his receivers in the league, that has led throughout his career to unbelievable big playoff moments, big runs. And the Super Bowl against the Eagles on a bad ankle, he had good enough footwork, right, to escape the pocket and come up with a big first down run. The Titans AFC title game run was all about his athleticism and his feet. You know, that run, that all-time play, I think still going to go down as a top five play ever in his career, no matter what the next plays are. Like, I think that one is cemented as a top five play in his career, considering the moment against Tennessee going up the sideline, you know, and Mitch Holthus' his classic call. Like, he's not out of bounds yet. I'll never forget that. We all probably can envision that play right now as we're talking about it.
The only thing that I think, if you did give a knock to Patrick Mahomes, and maybe it's just based on last year in the wide receiver room, sometimes the decision-making is a little questionable. Like, he's forcing passes. He's trying too hard to place the ball perfectly, and it caused him to make some mistakes last year. But you can't, there's not a flaw in his game where you say it's a serious problem. Like, you're nitpicking if you're looking at the footwork, and even still, it's not that. Or you're nitpicking when you look at the decision making. Mm-hmm. You know, with Lamar Jackson, one of the concerns is him being like, if Lamar Jackson was in Andy Reid's offense, he'd be really freaking good, but he wouldn't be Patrick Mahomes. Like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, who was it that put the hypothetical out there maybe a month or so ago? And it was
if you flip teams or whatever.
Yeah, and it was like, would Mahomes still have three rings if he was in Baltimore, and then would Lamar have a ring? And I think at that point in time, I can't remember what I said. I think I said Lamar would at least have one, and Mahomes would still have more than one, but I don't know if he would have three if he was in Baltimore. But yeah. Lamar would have a ring if he was in Kansas City.
Yeah, there's something to, and like what you said, you know, there's him being as superb a talent as he is there's ways that when when everything, he can make the most out of a dead play. When there's some times where guys just, they throw the ball away or they try to scramble and they take a sack, Patrick Mahomes finds a way to not only avoid the sack, but still have the awareness and keeping his eyes downfield to make a play, whether it's with his legs or whether it's throwing a dot to Justin Watson or something like that. And, you know, he's one of the very few guys that can actually extend a play and make it work because of his footwork and his mobility.
Hey, that comment's not nearly as bad as whoever the one executive or scout that claimed he was the second best quarterback in the league in that survey or whatever ESPN did. That's way worse. That's the GM. If that was my team's GM, I would be very concerned that
guy's... Who did they vote number one? Was it Josh Allen?
Had to have been.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.